Hello, it's Wednesday, August the 12th, and we are looking at the Psalms together, and today we're in Psalm 44. And Psalm 44 is not so much a personal psalm, although it can be used that way and is used that way in the New Testament when it refers to this psalm. But this is a psalm that speaks not just of personal issues, but national issues. The psalmist here seems to be thinking about the entire nation of Israel that seems to be in trouble. And he's pondering in this psalm, is this trouble punishment by God? And then in verse 22, he provides a more profound insight that trials and difficulties, whether on the personal level or whether on the national level, are not necessarily divine punishments. And he says in verse 22, yet for your sake we are killed all the day long. For your sake. For a reason that is known only to him. That the outworking of providence and the onset of trials need not necessarily be, I've done something wrong and God is punishing me, but there may be much deeper reasons. God wants us in a certain place for a certain reason to do a certain task that at this point we cannot know and cannot fathom, but he does. Now this verse 22, yet for your sake we are killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep for the slaughter. And you'll remember, of course, that this is cited in the magnificent 8th chapter of Romans, in that wonderful peroration towards the end of Romans 8. And you remember that Paul asks four questions, interrogative questions, beginning with the interrogative who. Meaning that behind the question lies a person, and the person is, of course, the devil. Who can be against us? Who shall bring any charge to God's elect? Who is to condemn? Who shall separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord? And in the middle of all of that, he cites from Psalm 44 that we are like sheep killed all the day long. In other words, we find ourselves in the crosshairs of Satan's arrow, and we are his target, but God. Who can separate us? No one. Who can lay any charge against us? No one. Who can charge us that we are guilty? No one. Who can be ultimately against us? No one, not even the devil, because the Lord is in total and complete control. And you remember, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Well, the Lord bless you today.